the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we, you know, try to cut through the noise and get to the real story behind the headlines.
Exactly. Giving you the deeper insights.
Right. And today, we're diving into something pretty fascinating. A potential financial mystery around a huge global superstar, Christian Nodal.
Yeah, on the surface, I mean, he's got it all, right? Chart-topping hits, awards, massive concerts.
Sold-out shows, these very public relationships, a lifestyle that just screams success.
Absolutely.
But what if, just maybe, that shiny image is hiding a very different financial picture? Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today is really to dig into these recent reports about Christian Nodal's money situation. And they're often contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
We've gathered info from quite a few media sources. And honestly, it paints a really complex, sometimes puzzling picture.
It often does with celebrities.
Totally. So we're going to look at the claims, these claims of financial struggle, put them side by side with some very public displays of, well, luxury. And try to figure out what this whole thing might teach you, our listeners, about the pressures of fame, celebrity finances, and, you know, how tricky perceived wealth can be.
What's truly fascinating here, I think, is how often that public idea of celebrity wealth is just miles away from their actual day-to-day financial reality.
Yeah.
We see the fame, the followers, and we just assume, you know, endless cash. But Nodal's story, or at least the reports about it, seem to suggest it's not always that simple.
Mm.
It really highlights this critical difference, doesn't it, between maybe having a high net worth assets value and facing real cash flow challenges.
Yeah.
Especially when you're managing this huge brand, this multi-million dollar operation.
Which comes with its own massive costs.
Exactly. High fixed costs. It's like walking a financial tightrope, really, no matter who you are.
That's a really good way to put it. And it perfectly sets up the initial bombshell reports that kind of kicked this whole thing off.
Right. The ones that got everyone talking.
Yeah. The story just blew up when Ro the Molina, big name from El Gordo y La Flaca, revealed it on air. And outlets like Diario Las Americas, Univision, they jumped right on it.
Mm-hmm.
He said Nodal is reportedly facing some pretty serious economic complications.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about minor stuff. De Molina actually said, Nodal is having to make an extraordinary effort just to meet his financial obligations.
An extraordinary effort. That phrasing definitely catches your ear.
It does. And the most stunning detail, a thing that really made headlines, was the reason he supposedly needed this effort.
Mm.
Fulfilling child support for his daughter, Intida.
Okay, so if we try to connect this to that bigger financial picture we were talking about, it's a pretty stark reminder, isn't it, of the huge financial burdens that even top stars can face.
Yeah.
And De Molina wasn't vague. He named a number, an absolutely eye-watering figure. He alleged that Nodal is sending Julieta Kazatilli-Kazoo an amount climbing up to $20,000 every single month.
$20,000. Wow.
$20,000. Monthly. I mean, think about that. That's an enormous fixed outgoing every month, regardless of what's coming in.
Right. Income for artists can be up and down, tied to tours and album sales.
Exactly. It's often really volatile. So having such a massive, consistent payment going out, that can create serious cash flow pressure, even if, on paper, your net worth is huge.
Mm.
And De Molina wasn't just, you know, throwing numbers out there. He claimed he had proof. Proof that Nodal is doing fewer concerts than he used to.
Suggesting less money coming in from his main source.
Precisely. Which, again, points to this idea of maybe liquidity issues, having assets, sure, but maybe not enough readily available cash to comfortably handle those big recurring payments.
Right.
It's not necessarily about being broke, but about managing that flow.
That figure, yeah, $20,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a jaw dropper. It makes you think about those relentless demands hiding behind this celebrity curtain.
Mm-hmm.
But the story gets even twistier, more dramatic, really, because while Nodal is reportedly dealing with these financial questions and maybe lower income, his former partner, Kazoo, is apparently just soaring professionally. Sources are saying she's hitting her best professional moment.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and even hinting she would be surpassing him in income.
Wow. That adds another layer entirely.
Right. This really sharp contrast, him possibly struggling, her thriving.
Yeah.
It just pours fuel on the media fire, focusing intense scrutiny on their past relationship. It almost becomes like this public financial competition.
That contrast, yeah, it really raises an important question, doesn't it? About all the different pressures these artists are under. It's not just their bank accounts.
Yeah.
It's public perception, their professional ties, even like unsolicited advice messing with their brand and bottom line.
Speaking of advice.
Yeah, think about Raul de Molina's suggestion to Nodal. Pretty controversial. He told him straight up to take distance from the dynastia Aguilar, even though Nodal just married Angela Aguilar.
That's bold, publicly saying that.
Very bold. And his reason was blunt. Nodal does not need that association, and it could actually harm his career. Now, whether you agree or not, right, agree or disagree.
That kind of public advice from a major media figure, it carries weight. It can sway public opinion, affect fan loyalty, maybe even impact future deals. It shows how much brand association matters in that world. Is it an asset or a liability?
It's fascinating, the sheer audacity. And if that wasn't enough drama, there was this other, let's say, unconventional warning thrown in.
Oh.
On the show Despierta America, this vidente, a seer named Bislamedium, she issued this kind of ominous warning, said Nodal is not in his best moment, and his situation could drag those around him down.
A seer, okay.
Yeah. Now, look, most of us might just wave that off, right? But in the celebrity world, any story, no matter how strange, can catch on and shape how people see
It's
things.
true. Perception is powerful.
And that perception, rational or not, can hit everything from ticket sales to endorsements. Image is king, so even a spooky warning could theoretically ripple through his finances.
Absolutely. It really just shows how blurred the lines are between personal, professional, public, and how an artist's brand gets pulled in so many directions.
Yeah, but here's where this whole deep dive gets genuinely confusing, like a real financial riddle.
Okay.
Because right in the middle of all these reports, serious economic complications, extraordinary effort needed, a totally different picture pops up.
Right, the other side of the coin.
Exactly. Recent images got leaked. Christian Nodal with Angela Aguilar enjoying what looks like a very relaxed, very expensive Paseo Port Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, yeah. N not exactly clipping coupons.
Not exactly. And it wasn't just window shopping. They were seen eating at this exclusive high-end restaurant, you know, the kind of place where you might bump into Taylor Swift or other huge global stars.
Okay, so definitely not laying low financially. No, these weren't just like grabbing a quick coffee. These were very visible, very affluent-looking outings. And what makes the timing even weirder is that these pictures came out right around his big kind of controversial interview with Adela Micha.
Oh, right. That interview stirred things up too.
Exactly. So he was already under this intense microscope from the interview,
Yeah.
and then these luxury pics start circulating.
Okay. So the big question for us and for you listening is how? How do these public displays of wealth, the fancy meals, the Beverly Hills trips, possibly fit with the reports of serious financial struggle and needing an extraordinary effort to pay bills? This is where the mystery really deepens.
This is exactly where that gap between, perceived wealth and actual financial stability gets really murky. It's what makes Nodal's situation so interesting to look at.
Right.
When you see these really stark contradictions, credible reports of huge financial obligations, maybe lower earnings, set right against very public, very expensive appearances, you have to start thinking about different possibilities. What's the real story?
Okay, like what?
Well, for instance, could these fancy outings be like a PR move?
Ah, damage control.
Maybe. A deliberate attempt to project success. Stability, to push back against those negative stories about money problems, or maybe a career dip. Image is so critical in entertainment. Sometimes looking wealthy, even if you're borrowing to do it, is seen as vital for your brand. That's a really interesting angle. Like, perception becomes reality, or at least you try and make it seem that way. But couldn't it also just be about timing? Like you said earlier, maybe his income isn't steady like it used to be, but he still has property. Investments that aren't easy to turn into cash quickly.
Absolutely. That's very plausible for high earners, especially in entertainment.
So he could be like asset rich, but cash poor sometimes.
Exactly. That's a classic scenario. Income cycles. A huge tour brings in millions. Then maybe there's a quieter period with less coming in, but the expenses like that alleged $20,000 a month, they don't stop.
They keep coming.
Right. So he might not be broke in the grand scheme of things, but managing the month-to-month cash flow could be genuinely tough. Or, yeah, maybe a lot of his wealth is tied up in things he can't easily sell, real estate. Maybe his music catalog rights looks great on paper, but doesn't pay the immediate bills or fund a Beverly Hills lunch.
Okay, so it's less about total ruin, maybe more about complex money management under a lot of
Yes,
pressure.
it could be, yeah.
What about the other possibility? Could those initial reports of financial trouble just be overblown? You know, maybe fueled by all the gossip around the breakup and the new relationship.
That's also very possible, definitely. Media stories, particularly about celebrity love lives and money, can get sensationalized really fast. What counts as a struggle for a superstar might be, very different from what it means for us. Maybe it was just a temporary dip in expected earnings or needing to adjust a super lavish budget down a notch. Not quite a crisis, maybe more like a strategic reassessment. This whole thing just perfectly shows how public image can be so carefully managed, but also totally misread or exaggerated by everyone else. And we, the audience, are left trying to piece it all together with just fragments of information.
Exactly. So, what does this all mean for you listening in as we try to solve this Christian Nodal financial puzzle? We've got this huge star, massive public interest, caught between totally conflicting stories.
Yeah, two very different narratives.
On one side, credible reports pointing to big money obligations, maybe less income, needing this extraordinary effort. On the other side, very public, very expensive outings, suggesting life is pretty luxurious. It's all happening under this intense spotlight. So this deep dive, it isn't just celebrity gossip, is it? It's really a clear example of that tension between the public face and the private financial reality, and how hard it is to really know how stable someone in the spotlight is economically. It reminds us that even for people at the absolute top, juggling fixed costs against income that can swing wildly, that's a universal challenge.
So it leaves us with this thought, really. In a world where every single public move is watched, every dollar seems counted, how much of what we think we know about a public figure's financial life is actual hard fact? And how much is just, well, a story? Maybe a story we're being told. Or maybe just maybe a carefully crafted story they want us to believe for whatever reason, PR, personal, financial.
It's a really provocative question.
It makes you think, doesn't it? About how we consume information and the hidden financial dynamics everywhere, not just for celebrities.
A really great question to chew on as we wrap up today's deep dive. If you enjoyed digging into this with us, found these insights useful, please do subscribe. Maybe share it with others who'd like to stay informed.
Yeah, we'd really appreciate the support.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.